We're continuing the Seder of Kabbalah, and nimtza mikol makom shemishna o sidur Rabbeinu HaKadosh v'abrayta ikra merav chev Rav Hoshaya. The Mishnah is the work that was organized by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, by Rebbe, and the Braisa that we have is primarily from Rav Chi and Rav Hoshaya. Ma shamu stamat nitin Rabbi Meir. So all of you guys were asking last night, and why do Chazal tell us Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Breiter Rabbi Natan, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Safra Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon? The Talmud tells us in Sanhedrin, when something stated plainly in a Braisa, it's Rabbi Nason, in a Tosefta it's Rabbi Nechemia, in a Safra it's Rabbi Yehuda, in a Sifri it's Rabbi Shimon, v'kulo alivet Rabbi Akiva, and they're all disciples of Rabbi Akiva, so it turns out all of the oral law is his students, they're all in line with his opinion. But you have to know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he arranged the Mishnayos one by one, and he is the one that arranged them in tractates, uprakim, and chapters, al ha'derech shekatavnu, as we explained earlier. But when he arranged them, so he had to have a central tradition he's going with. He had 13 different traditions. Who's he going to choose to work everything around? The basis that he chose was Rabbi Meir. Meaning when he chose one version of the oral law, and then he did his own editing, he did his own Yochid Varavim Stam, as we learned yesterday, based on who he held like and who his rabbis held like. So the basis was Rabbi Meir's version. Because he held Rabbi Meir's to be the best version. Rabbi Meir was simply following the trail of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. That was the way of Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Hoshaya and the Braisa, where we say the central line of the Braisa is Rabbi Nason. Well, Rabbi Nason was the one whose version they took. And when we say Bar Kafra in the Tosefta, and Rav in the Sifra and Sifri, it's the same thing. In the Sifra, there were a few versions. He took Rabbi Yehuda's version. In the Sifri, there were a few versions. He took Rabbi Shimon's as the central version to work with. Yeah.
Rabbi organized all of these?
Rabbi organized the Mishnah.
Not the Braisa, Tosefta, and the Mishnah?
Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Hoshaya, their version of the Braisa. Bar Kafra, the Tosefta, and Rav, the Sifra and Sifri.
Whoever is Stam in the whatever gets organized that.
So what?
Like whoever would be Stam in the Braisa, right?
Rav Chi and Rav Hoshaya and their Braisas, they went with Rabbi Nason. When it says Stam Braisa is Rabbi Nason, that's because they took Rabbi Nason as the central opinion in theirs.
So right before Rabbi started writing Mishnah and organizing the chapters, what did he have? What was wrong?
That's what we saw yesterday, that he had a myriad of different traditions of the oral law.
What do you mean traditions?
What?
What does it mean traditions? All the Mishnah and all the Braitot, they were passed down to him? Rabbi
yeah.
Meir says, and Rabbi says, the dispute was passed down, all the Braitot that we quote. Those were sayings that were known in his time, and he put them together.
Correct. Yeah.
So he memorized all the different opinions and all the, about everything? Or he just asked them when he was compiling?
He memorized the whole Shas Mishnayos that you see, and another 12 times that, because he memorized 13 versions of the Shas Mishnayos. He had it all up here. Yeah. Pretty phenomenal, yeah.
So for each Mishnah, for each saying, which back then wasn't a Mishnah, it was just a saying. I've heard on the street that Rabbi Meir said in this. So he would verify it, and he would try to figure out which, according to which Mesorah it goes.
I don't think it went that way. I think he found people who had traditions and got it from them. I don't think it went on the street. I mean, the Gemara tells us that you don't just take a quote from someone until you can validate that the person knows what he's talking about.
You
have to check.
What? You can quote someone until?
Until you know that the quote is accurate, that he knows what he's talking about. Look, I could give you a small example if you want, but it's obvious. When I was growing up in yeshiva, so the Rabbeim always used to tell us, watching TV is arayas. Watching TV is erva. It's prohibited.
What's arayas?
So arayas is like adultery. It's a prohibited woman. And the erva means parts of the body that should be covered and the person isn't supposed to see. So, okay, that's what our Rabbeim told us. Fine. I came to yeshiva and at one point I was curious to see. I met one of their rabbis who was later to be my Rebbe. I said, is TV erva? Is movie erva? So they said, no. So I walked away and I said, Rabbi so-and-so says you're allowed to watch TV and see movies. So the other rabbis in the Beis Medrash said, no, he wouldn't say that. I said, what do you mean? I asked him. He said, it's okay. So good, luckily for me, one of the rabbis was standing close by when I asked the question and he quoted it to me. I didn't remember that that was how I worded it. Meaning to my mind, all the years growing up, that was what they said, why it was prohibited. So I worded it that way. And then he answered me, no, it's not that. Now, when I walked away, to my mind, this is what he said. I didn't remember anymore how I worded the question or how he worded the answer. Luckily for me, someone else had been standing nearby, and he said to me, you asked him, is TV erva? You didn't ask him, is it mutter or aser? So then I said, hey, you're right. He said, well, if it isn't erva, then what prohibition is there? So he said, different prohibitions. That's not what you asked him. So that's a general rule. You want to quote something, you have to have someone who understands the question, ask the question, and also understand the answer, and also quote it accurately. And all of that takes a certain amount of learning. Gotta learn and understand what how to word the question and how to quote the answer. So just because someone on the street is walking and saying something doesn't mean we give that too much weight.
So
even among rabbis, the Gemara discerns this rabbi was more diligent about his tradition and this rabbi was less.
Okay, so before Mishnah, once again, how would people know how to do Truma? Especially in the cases of Makok, in cases where it's not clear.
They'd ask their rabbi. Ask their rabbi, ask their rabbi. That's a long conversation. It's a good question, but we can't cover that here, right?